Want thousands of people at your yard sale? Have it at Ramona Flea Market. Ramona Flea Market is open every Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5. And you can set up a yard sale for less money than it costs to print flyers. People come to Ramona Flea Market because of the great deals on clothes, toys, electronics, produce, and more. If you're wanting to sell anything from household items to having a booth for your business, come to Ramona Flea Market. Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295. Open Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5. For information, call 786-3532.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
No slowdowns, some good driving around town right now. As for the weather, a little bit of rain in the offing for today and tonight. Expect about a 30% chance of that. Mostly sunny skies, high about 91, mostly cloudy tonight, down to 74, with a high tomorrow 91 with a 50% chance of showers. It's currently up to 84 degrees right here at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening and viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, normally I have a guest with me, but today you have me. And so I want you to know that everything that I do, I'm going in this journey, everything. And I want to invite you to go on this journey with me. And if you have a journey going on, maybe a difficult time or a time that you want to share, I would love to go on that journey with you. And how we do this together is by staying connected. So feel free to call me today. If you hear something that resonates with you or you want me to go deeper, just type deeper. And you can call 407-373-5959. That's 407. Now, remember, it's 407, not 904 or 321. It's 407. I'm neutral. 407-373-5959. No, then I did like 5147. I don't know what my number is. Yes, it is. 407-373-5959. Got it. Okay. So I've asked this question before, which is, what are you willing to do to have the life of your dreams? What are you willing to do to achieve, to create, add whatever it is that you want, the life of your dreams? And as I've quoted before the great philosopher Meatloaf, many of us will say, I would do anything for fill in the blank, but he says love. And then he says after that, but I won't do that. So if you're willing to do anything to achieve the life that you want, I ask you, what do you want? Do you want a better job? Do you want a higher education? Do you want more money? Do you want to nurture your mind, body, spirit? Do you want a better relationship surrounding you? Do you want to be in contribution to the world? Do you want to give back what you've learned? Sometimes we go through hardships in life. And I hear many people, as a life coach, a certified life coach, I hear people say, you know, I was dealt a horrible deck of cards, or, you know, or these are the cards I was dealt with, or, you know, I hate that this is happening. I can't forgive. I won't forgive. And I will, or maybe they don't even know they're not forgiving. Maybe they're just resentful. So I say to you, what do you want? So today, I want to share the eight keys to living the life of your dreams. What are you willing to do to live the life of your dreams? Now, last night, I shared with over 30 people on the Heal Tribe in Space Coast how to achieve health excellence. We shared how to make wonderful dressings. I shared my recipe for my breakfast yesterday. And we also spoke to Dr. Furman, one-on-one with Dr. Furman. What are you willing to do to heal? So the question that I asked last night, which I remember came up in a conversation that I had with Dr. Joel Furman, was, if there wasn't a pill to cure whatever it is that you have, if there wasn't a pill created, what would you do to change it? If you think that there isn't anything that you can do, you're whipped, you're done, you're cooked. Because you, whatever you believe, you will achieve. So if you believe that there's nothing that anybody can do for you, then there won't be. But if there's a glimmer of hope, just a teensy little bitty crack in the wall or in your heart that can allow or consider hope, possibility, opportunity, then how do you think your life would be today? So today's show is about the lessons I've learned, the 7 years that I've been on this show, the 7 years or the 55 years of learning from all the teachers in my life, all the teachers. Because you may say to me, I have not had any teachers. My people around me have been horrible. Well, they taught you how not to be. So we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. When you or a family member is in trouble with the law, it affects the entire family. At times like these, we need an advocate that will listen and guide us. Let me introduce you to Jacksonville criminal defense attorney, Kate Messick. Big or small, your case is her priority, and she will treat you like family. To learn more, call 904-619-2510. That's 904-619-2510 or M-E-S-I-C
law.com. Office, Jacksonville.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. And today, I am sharing with you the tips, the things that I've learned along the way in my journey. This journey that I just didn't know at times. This is the thing. When I was younger, I was always wondering, is this the right step for me? Is this the right choice for me? And sometimes I didn't even think, I just did it. But then I would reflect back and say, was this the best choice for me? Is this where I need to be? But as I've gotten older, in my ripe old age here, I truly believe that every step I took, I'm not going to break into a song, every breath I took, every step I took, I was exactly where I needed to be. Imagine living your life that way. Instead of second guessing every step that you've taken, what if you were to say, this is a step I'm taking right now because I know it's going to create the person I want to be in the future? What mindset would have to change within you, within me, in order to achieve that thought process? As you know, first it's the thought, then it's the feeling, and then it's the action. So what is it? What is that struggling step that you're perceiving right now? First of all, if you call it a struggle, it will be a struggle. So if you were to reframe that, reformat that, protect your thoughts, because first it's the thought, then it's the feeling. Then it's the action. So if you are struggling, you will feel like a struggle, and then it will be an action of struggle. But if you're on a journey or an adventure, and you know that every step that you take is the perfect step for you, but then, yeah, I know what, I hear you. But what if I make a mistake? You know, gosh, when I was younger, that word mistake pierced my heart so many times that it kept me from doing things that I really wanted to do. Honestly, I'm just so shy. I just didn't know how to take that step. But you, if you change the perspective, because you're gaining on my years of experience. So what I've done now is I say yes, and then I figure it out. Sometimes I figure it out because I do research, and other times I just need to experience it. And when I take that step and I look at the past, now I look back and I say, you know, that step I took that I thought was a mistake turned out to be the greatest blessing. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Is it a mistake or is it a growth opportunity? So I'm going to start sharing these keys that I've learned along the way, possibly in the way I learned them. I don't know, perhaps maybe not, because I guess I would switch exercise to number one then. If I always knew exercise was important, but I didn't know how important it was. So I would say that that was my top priority. But then I'd go home and I'd eat all the food I want, and not necessarily the combination that was feeding my, that would support my body. So nutrition, I would put that on the top. Nutrition has been so important to me. And the last part of my life, I thought I ate well, but it was the way I was taught to eat. Maybe with a little variation. I've always been a generational pattern shifter. I just didn't know I was in my family. So the way I was raised and the way my mother cooked her food, although I still make a variation of that, I make it healthier. And so I think I've been in tune with my body, but I ignored my body. I don't know if that makes sense to you. Your body speaks to you. It speaks to you with constipation, or it speaks to you with anxiety, or it speaks to you with bloating, but it's speaking to you nonetheless. So it is important that we hear what the body is saying to you. Very, very important. So nutrition. Now, one of my greatest teachers, and I've had wonderful teachers, Dr. Neil Bernard, Dr. Neil Bernard, Dean Ornish, the people from Forks Over Knives, all the doctors from Eating You Alive, incredible teachers that have taught me about a whole food plant-based diet. And I hopefully have been helping you along your journey with a whole food plant-based diet. But Dr. Joel Fuhrman has been a regular on my show, probably like in my face, the biggest teacher, the biggest cheerleader for all of us to balance out what some people think extreme is veganism, or the other extreme, which is the standard American diet, fried foods. But don't tell me it's your culture. I was able to change some of the foods in my culture as well. I've made my culture's food healthy. I grew up in a Spanish family. So don't tell me that your culture says you have to eat fried foods or you have to eat lots of oils. No, I've changed all of that too. So I'm telling you, I'm leading by example. Hopefully those of you are looking at it as leading by example, because it doesn't matter to me what you do. It's what I do that matters to me. But if you want to do this, so G-bombs, greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds, that is the combination. And if you say to me, I can't give up my meat, which, by the way, when I hear you say that, what it translates to is I am not willing to give up my disease. I am unwilling to give up constipation, or I'm not willing to give up my bloating. It could be the meat you're eating, just saying. But if you keep that meat down to 5% of your diet, at least you're getting a little bit and you don't feel deprived. Just eat it if it's whole food, if it's wild caught, or if it's organic and raised in a place where they can eat grass as opposed to grains. Cows were not made to eat grains. So if you can know the source of your food and say, okay, I'll only eat it if I know the source, or if I make it myself, and keep it to 5%, that's okay too. I don't care. You know, most standard American diets have like 50, 75% animal products. Just bring it down. Just bring it down a little bit and keep bringing it down till you can bring it to 5%. So that's what I've learned with nutrition. And you can go to whenyouneedafriend.com and listen to all the nutritional experts that I've had on the show and adopt something that's right for you. This is my truth. Doesn't have to be your truth. Research everything that you hear on the show. So again, exercise. I'll go to number two. So number one, I'll say that wasn't always my number one, but it was my first lesson in the importance on the show. How important food does matter, and you are what you eat. So if you're driving around right now, what did you have for breakfast? What did you have for dinner last night? What did you have for lunch? Are you that? Is that what you're telling me? If we are what we eat, are you a pizza? Or are you broccoli? Are you chopping broccoli? So nutrition is so important. The second key that I've learned is exercise. There are 168 hours in a week. 168 hours in a week. Can you spare 4 of those hours? Will you give yourself 4 of those hours to exercise? Think about it. It's not that hard. You could do it while you're watching your favorite movie or your sitcom or that story of you or us or whatever is out there that's more important than your health. Get a little rebounder. Jump up and down for 20 minutes. Take a break. Jump up and down. And it doesn't even have to be a big old jump like a straddle or anything like that. It just has to be a bounce. Just get your heart, your blood, your circulation, get that lymphatic system getting rid of your toxins. Gosh, I sound like a crazy woman. If I would have heard someone like me talking 7 years ago, I would have gone, turn her off. But no, I ask that you stay. Okay, number 3. And this was huge for me. And I didn't realize how important nature was for me. Nature is, it recharges my spirit. When I go out in nature, it does more than one thing. It connects me to the ground, especially when I'm at the beach and I can take off my shoes and I can walk on the sand and then I can feel the water. I don't care how cold it is. Feeling that water is like a blessing from my creator. It's like being baptized in water. And when I walk on the ground, it feels so good to me because I've allowed nature to come back into my spirit, to use it to feed my spirit. You know, I understand that there are terrible things that are happening in the world right now. First of all, minimize your exposure to television and just take in what you can absorb once. If you can do something about it, do it. But for you to watch the same thing over and over and over again, your body is absorbing it as if it's happening right now, again and again and again. So be very, very careful when it comes to bombarding yourself with social media and television and news. Take it in, but get out there and walk barefoot wherever. Just make sure that if you're walking on the grass, that it hasn't been fumigated with Monsanto's Roundup, which is a glyphosate that is poisoning our bodies. It's going through our feet and it's going into our bodies. It's causing dementia. It's causing all these things that if you are predisposed to sickness and you're doing the things that causing illness in your body, it will put you over the edge. So at the beach, thank God, they're not putting any of that stuff. You can just walk on the beach. You could probably go to a mountaintop or mountains or a place, a field. Just take off your shoes, walk around and feel that connection with that higher power. And this is something that's so important to me. I say it again later on. Okay, number 4, and I know we only have a minute, and I'm just going to say sugar causes inflammation. Now, as I say sugar causes inflammation, I'm talking about processed sugar, stuff that's in a box, stuff that has like 20,000 ingredients. When you look at it, many of those ingredients convert to sugar, not just the sugar that they add to it. And that sugar is causing inflammation. Inflammation leads to disease. So it's very important that you cut down or eliminate your sugar. And the next one I'm gonna tell you is alcohol. I'm not telling you not to drink because I don't want you to just turn me off right now, but I'm asking you that if you are consuming alcohol every day, please consider you have a problem. If you want to drink, drink in moderation. What does that mean? Don't make a party every day so that you can drink every day. And we're going to continue our conversation worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com about the 8 keys that I've learned about living the life of my dreams when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The Trump administration heads back to court Monday to find out if a federal judge will grant some exemptions to the Tuesday deadline for reuniting illegal immigrant children with their families. The administration says the timeline for reunification is not a reasonable one. A Justice Department attorney says there's always going to be tension between a fast release and a safe release. A house exploded in Newfield, New Jersey, killing a couple in their 70s. The blast reported as a gas explosion that broke windows and homes and scattered debris over several blocks. The county fire marshal is investigating, along with a state police arson bomb unit, the ATF, and the Franklin Township PD. The youth soccer coach, trapped in a flooded cave in Thailand with his team, has apologized to their parents in the first letter sent out through divers. Improved weather is enabling the new dive teams to start extracting the 13 underground since June 23rd. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a health care plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
WBOB tackles the issues.
The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
Every day.
Oh, Supreme Court, big ruling in favor of the faith-based pregnancy centers in California. Woo!
WBOB, your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
A little action on the roads. Crash at 95 North over there at the exit to Pecan Park Road. And another one at 295. And that is right before Normandy. And it is blocking the right lane. As for the weather, a little bit of rain today. 20% chance of that through tonight. I'm looking for a high today by 91 down to about 74 tonight. It's 84 degrees, AM 600, WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal in life that when I have someone in front of me, that I learn from them. I look and I listen to everything they're saying. Now, sometimes you learn how to be, and sometimes you learn how not to be. Either way, the person in front of you is a teacher. Also, the person in front of you could be a student. So make sure they're not using you as a teacher as well. What are you teaching? What are you going out there and telling the world? So it's so important that we be aware of what we're doing. Be aware of our surrounding. And this is what we talk about on the Lilla McDermott Radio Show. So this is the first time you're listening to me. Make sure you put this number in your phone. It's 407-373-5959. We're all teachers. We're all students. What are we learning out there? Are we staying comfortable and bringing all these truths that you've learned when you were a child that don't support you anymore, like treat others the way you want to be treated? That's bull. You treat others the way they want to be treated. Maybe when we were children and we were the center of the universe, maybe that worked for us, but we're no longer the center of the universe. We are part of a greater universe. So get to know the people that you're serving. Get to know the people that you're supporting. And then act accordingly. Treat others the way they deserve to be treated. They've earned to be treated. Or maybe they didn't even do that. Maybe you just ask them, how can I support you today? Or the question I learned from Gary Chapman, I think that's his name. It was, what filled your love bucket today? I love that question. Be present, be gift to people. And this is what we talk about on the Lilla McDermott Radio Show. So please subscribe. I want you to stop right now. If you have not subscribed to the show, why not? When you do, you get a bunch of free gifts. Plus, the show gets sent right to you. And you get a weekly blog that will tell you who's going to be on the show, what the shows are going to be about. That way you can maybe kind of like put it in the back of your mind that this is a show I really want to listen to. If you can't listen to all of them, then at least you'll know which ones you can go back to listen to. So go to whenyouneedaprofriend.com, become a subscriber. And while you're there, make sure that you go to YouTube, because these conversations, like right now, the show is being recorded. And in between where we're listening to the breaks and my sponsors, which are so important to me, when you're off the air, when we're off the air, we're having these conversations so that you can learn a little bit more and go a little deeper. And that's what we do. And we record it and it goes on YouTube. So if you subscribe to my YouTube channel by going to whenyouneedafriend.com, those videos will be sent to you to your email. So that way it's there and you can listen to it or watch it depending on what it is that you want to do. If you go to YouTube, then it's the extended version of the show. When you go to podcasts, iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, and Spotify, then that's what you hear on the radio. So it's up to you what you want to decide. So many ways to stay connected. Also, I always ask you to make sure you go to my sponsorship page and support our sponsors the way they are supporting the show and figure that out. You know, because this is up to me, it's been invaluable information to me. So hopefully you feel the same way too. And if you are listening and you own a business and it's locally and you want to be a part of the show, you want to sponsor the show, first, I have to make sure I like your product. Second, that you can become a part of this journey with me. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber. You can also call me at 407-373-5959. Hey, I always need support and I love giving support. So either way, let's stay together and let's take this journey as one. Okay, so I was sharing the keys to living the life of our dreams. These are the keys I've learned from the teachers on the show. Some of these things I've learned from them. Some of these things have been awareness from being in my life. Because it is so important that we always look back in gratitude. And when you're going through something, if you're in resistance, not so good. So let's go with, okay, the first one was nutrition. How important is nutrition? The second one is exercise. 4 hours a week, 168 hours in a week, 4 hours. I think it's doable. at least 4 hours. Nature, go out there, reconnect with your higher power. Abstinence of sugar, alcohol. And I was talking off the break about alcohol. I'm not going to get preachy about this, but just take a good look at it. And when you change your nutrition, you don't crave the alcohol. I guarantee you. And when you deal with your issues, your childhood issues, your traumas, which I can help you with as a certified life coach, if you're interested in some coaching, oh, by the way, okay, this is what I'm going to do right now. If you're the fifth caller or texter at 407-373-5959, I will give you a free coaching session. So be the fifth caller to call and you will get a free coaching session. We will make arrangements. And so 407-373-5959. Any takers? Fifth caller or texter. Okay, so number five, that's why I'm saying fifth caller or texter, restorative sleep. This is so important. When you're sleeping, first of all, when you eat something, you digest it, right? But then after that, the body starts distributing, just like when you have one of those money changers. So you put money on the top and it goes in the nickels and the quarters and the dimes and the pennies, and it goes and it distributes it. Well, that's what the body does after digestion. It's called the catabolic state. Now, when you are sleeping between the hours of 10 p.m. and 2 in the morning, that is called restorative sleep. That's when I call them scrubbing bubbles. That's the body works hard so you don't have to. That's when the organs get cleaned out. This is where all the housekeepers and all the janitors of your body, those little cells, they start detoxifying your body. So if you're burning the candle at both ends, and I am guilty of that, honestly, I am guilty of that. That is my biggest thing that I'm working on right now, which is to make sure I am in bed by 9:30, asleep by 10. And you know, now I think when I go beyond 10, how much time am I taking away from my detoxification? Because the more you detoxify, the younger you look. So that's a great motivation for me, especially as we get older. So just understand that we need that restorative sleep from the hours of 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. Okay, so number six, I'm going to go back to connection. Now, first I said nature, which nature was number three. So I'm going to go back to this connection. When you're in nature, not only do you connect with yourself, but you also connect with a higher power for me. Now, number six is connection to self, to others, and that higher power. I'm going to add something else, this connection to self. I just interviewed David Avocado Wolf. I am so thrilled to share this interview with you pretty soon. And while I was talking to him, one of the keys to what he was talking about was yoga, meditation. And it all of a sudden it dawned on me that we are constantly trying to shut off the chatter in our mind. And I asked him a question, and that question led to kind of an awareness for him as well as for me. So here's what I want to share with you, that if you cannot stop the chatter in your brain when you're meditating or yoga, or if you have a song, like right now I have a song stuck in my head when I first woke up this morning, and I was like, okay, this is the chatter in my brain. You've heard me say this before. The body won't let you forget what the brain wants to neglect. So if you're constantly chattering and you can't shut your brain off, this is what I encourage you to do. And David was like, yeah, that's good. I saw him writing it down. So if he says anything, he heard it from me. So now David Avocado Wolf, or David Wolf, he is a farmer. He is a world. He's got 12 million followers on Facebook. What do I have? Three. So, I mean, compared to him, he's really, really a big guy. Not big. And he's huge when it comes to people knowing him. So here's what I want you to do. And because this is my thing. This is my yoga. I journal. Write it down. Write everything down. Get it out of your body so that it allows your body to kind of get in alignment with your life. So your body and your brain are so connected. And I'm going to talk about this off the air while we're in break. So I encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber, subscribe to YouTube so that you can watch this afterwards and get this. I'm going to share with you why journaling is so important. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
What if you could have whatever you desired with a simple thought? Wishful thinking? Science has proven that thoughts can change our reality. Join the movement and be part of an interactive virtual community that helps you take control of your life through the power of intentions. Learn to create the life you desire, one intention at a time. Sign up today for your free account and start creating.
Hi, I'm Tim Ray, founder of the United Intentions Foundation. If you'd like to learn more about creating, tracking, and manifesting your passions, please go to unitedintentions.org.
Have you been injured on the job and don't know what to do? Attorney Terry Bird in Jacksonville, Florida, will explain your benefits under the workers' compensation laws. He has helped clients for over 28 years, and there are no costs or fees unless a recovery is made. Call Terry to learn more, 904-731-0990. That's 904-731-0990 or at lawbyrd.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. I am your host, Lillian McDermott. I'm a certified life coach. And although I don't talk about being a certified life coach very much, maybe I do, maybe ad nauseum, and maybe my perception is not the real reality here. But you know, today I am offering for the fifth caller or texter a free life coach session. We're going to figure out what your vision is, what you want for your life, how, what you want to create. Like that question I asked you at the beginning of the show, what are you willing to do to achieve the life that you desire? Oh, but I won't do that. Oh, yes. How many of us have sang that song that Meatloaf made famous, right? What are you willing to do? So what we're going to do is we're going to take an hour and we're going to compartmentalize our lives and we'll figure out what do we want in different things so that we can start focusing on what we want. Because whatever you focus on, which is number 7 on my the keys that I've learned, is how to protect our thoughts. Our thoughts become our feelings become our actions. It is so important that you nip it in the thought. So what you want or what you don't want, either way, the brain does not recognize don't or do. It just recognizes the command. It doesn't know fact from fiction either. It doesn't. So when you are thinking things, what if you're saying don't fall asleep or don't forget something, then your brain is hearing forget something, fall asleep. If you want to pass a test, don't focus on failing. I don't want to fail. Focus on what you want, because what you spend the energy focusing on is what you will manifest in your life, is what you will create in your life. So I was sharing off the air the importance of journaling. The body and the brain want to be in alignment. If you are neglecting anything in your life and you haven't dealt with it, and we're talking about now, we're talking about beliefs, our beliefs on forgiveness, our beliefs in gratitude, our beliefs on fear and love, which, by the way, the opposite of love is fear. Hate is a subset of fear. I don't know if you knew that. It's the opposite of victim and responsible. I am working on changing the word. This is my goal, my mission, is for us to look at the word responsibility as empowerment. Most people look at responsibility as blame, fault, shame, duty. But when you create, you're creating everything in your life. And I know this gets people upset. How did I create my diabetes? Yeah? Well, you ate your way through it. I know that's harsh, isn't it? But it's what happened. Diabetes is a lifestyle disease. It is actually a symptom. It is a symptom that a doctor says it's a diagnosis. And so then we take pills so that we can eat exactly what caused the diabetes. Does that make sense to you? It doesn't to me. Not anymore. It did before I started the show. If I heard a woman like me ranting like a lunatic about this, I would have turned her off. And if you want to turn it off, that's okay. You're not ready for this information. It's called a new truth. And by the way, it's not your disease. It is the disease or the symptom. So you need to decide if you're going to continue buying into this, my DNA is my future. No, you can turn it on, turn off your DNA with the choices that you make, the way you think, the way you eat, the way you sleep, the way you stress. Dr. Lorraine Day, 3 reasons we get sick: malnutrition, dehydration, and stress. And guess what? Everything leads to stress. And if you want to get a free coaching session from me, the fifth caller or texter, 407-373-5959. I'm going to give you the first hour for free if you want to learn what do you want and you can't figure out. We'll work together to achieve that. So number 7 is our beliefs. It's so important. And I've done so many shows on this. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com. And when you become a subscriber, then you'll get the show right to you. So beliefs are so important. Now, number 8 is contribution. I don't think we spend enough time, and I do many shows on giving back. And I've encouraged you to belong to the Heal Tribe, in the First Coast, the Heal Tribe in the Space Coast. If you want to start a Heal Tribe wherever you're at, call me up at 407-373-5959, and we can talk about the principles of the Heal Tribe. And you can create it yourself. You see, we are the creators of our life. We create everything in our life. And if you think of it, that I created everything. Well, how did I create molestation? How did I create being beaten every night before I went to bed? I'm hearing you. You were born into the family. That was it. Now, what are the gifts and lessons? Go to the 100% responsibility page, and those four little questions will help you see that everything in life wasn't done to you. It was done for you so that you can learn. And ultimately, the step four of taking responsibility is giving back, helping those people that are just beginning the journey, that you are well on your way. That's called contribution. So it wasn't done to you. It was done for you, for the good of the greater universe. I know some of this stuff is harsh, but if you created it, you can uncreate it. That is the surprise. No, it's not. It's not a surprise. You had the power all along, like the Wizard of Oz. You had all the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, Dorothy, and the Lion, everybody looking for the things they already possessed. And they were looking for this great Oz, who didn't have it either. He had it, but he wasn't there. He couldn't give it to you. He made you believe that you had it. Why don't you just believe it? Believe it and you will achieve it. Giving back. So if you were beaten up as a child, learn that was a teacher of what not to do. You took the hits so that somebody else doesn't have to, so that you can help someone heal from those wounds. You took the bullets so nobody else, your children, don't have to be molested. So you took the, if I had a choice between taking anything and taking it away from my kids so that my kids could have the life that they want, bring it. I will take it. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you take punishment to spare your children? So learn from that punishment, or what you perceive as punishment could later become your greatest gift. But you just have to change the way you look at things so that when you look at things, it will change. I butchered that line by Dr. Wayne Dyer. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And by the way, he did not create that line. It was Dr. Planck, or whatever, Planck. His last name is Planck. I researched it because he said it. I heard him say it, but somebody else created that. Everything starts with a thought. Everything starts with a thought. You can create an invention. You can heal everything. You can create the greatest symphony with the chatter in your brain. Or you can create murder. And it doesn't have to be somebody else's murder, but it could be your murder. Your murder of your spirit, the murder of your soul, the murder of what you are lacking in wanting to connect. So I want to encourage you that whatever happens to you in life, with these keys, they have changed my life. And I want to empower you to make this. These are my truths. These are the things I've learned on the show, and I want to encourage you to continue learning these things. Verify them yourself. Create your new truth, the life of your dreams, by taking the 20 seconds of courage. All you need is 20 seconds of courage to take that step. What are you willing to do to live the life of your dreams? Please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lily and McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally.